It is the first full day of summer. And with me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, earlier today, just before 8 o'clock, at least at the KUAF studio, we had something fall from the sky called rain. Have you been so fortunate?
Have you been drinking again, Kyle?
No. Only coffee.
Only coffee.
Yes.
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
But I came in early, but I'll keep my fingers crossed.
There you go. Among the items in the news this week, Walmart and Mexico back at the top of the agenda.
Right. Walmart has, and this is not a surprise, curtailed their expansion plans in Mexico. And as everyone remembers, there is an ongoing investigation related to alleged bribery schemes in that country by Walmart officials to expedite the store openings. But Walmart has told officials there that instead of the 430 or 435 that they thought they'd open this year, it'd be more between 325 and 335. It's about a little over a 20% drop. And the company there has said, Walmart Mexico officials have said, that puts back their development plans about 60 or 90 days. And that is not insignificant. People may look at that and say, well, it's less, roughly, 20% or 100 stores different. But, you know, the Mexico operation has been the shining star. It's been the golden boy, so to speak, in the company in terms of generating top-line revenue and adding to the bottom line. So there's already been some market watchers look at their recommendations on Walmart shares. You know, how's this going to play out in future earnings? So it bears watching. Now, at the same time, it's not all negative for Walmart. I continue to be impressed. Their share price is at historic highs. Yesterday it closed over $68.50. It's set to open, it was set to open higher. I haven't looked in the last two or three hours to see what the futures markets are saying. But the Walmart Mexico issue so far has not hurt their share price.
And I guess as far as Walmart's concerned, this news about the slowdown in expansion in Mexico comes about 50 weeks before the next shareholders meeting.
Yeah. So are we counting down that already, huh?
Oh, yeah. There's always the countdown.
Right.
Well, if Walmart's Mexico expansion is slowing, Car-Mart, which is based in Northwest Arkansas, their expansion continues to grow.
Yes. This is that I've often said, when people ask me about the Northwest Arkansas economy and what I find interesting, this is one of those companies that I find interesting. It's a small company, small cap company, publicly held, and it's just really been quiet, you know, playing under the radar. But I don't know. I don't think they're going to be able to do that longer. They've they're on a 10% growth rate, annual growth rate. They have about 115 dealerships. This company is going to be more countrywide in the next few years. I think in the next 3 to 5 years, you know, we're going to see a company with, you know, getting much closer to 200 dealerships and pulling in some serious cash. And it's a benefit, obviously, to the Northwest Arkansas economy, because as this company grows, I mean, 10% is a good, healthy growth rate. You know, it's going to require corporate headquarters staff there. But it's a, for those who don't follow it, Car-Mart is a used car a dealership, and for, you know, it's. I remember the first time I thought about this. I'd never thought of a publicly held company being a used car dealership. You know, you think that's for different types of companies, but good company, and their core revenue comes from the interest rates they charge, and they really focus on that blue collar person who is just working, you know, paycheck to paycheck. They get them in cars that aren't that expensive. At monthly payments that just don't break their bank. And, you know, Car-Mart finances them out for several years and makes good money on the interest.
When they expand, they're not going to Cleveland and Los Angeles. They go to towns 20,000 and fewer.
Yes. And for anyone who says, that sounds like another Mart company, it is. I mean, you know, Walmart did, that was Sam Walton's initial philosophy. Find these smaller rural markets that aren't being well served by a retail operation. Well, that's what Car-Mart does, and they do it. They conduct a lot of research, both on their lot location and on the types of vehicles they buy. But once they find a lot location that really works for them, they will go 30 or 50 miles out and find a very similar location, and so they don't just jump and hop. It's very methodical. It's very well planned out. It's overall an impressive company, and especially in an economic downturn, they thrive. That's the type of company that thrives in an economic downturn.
More than 700,000 Arkansans flew out of the airports in Fort Smith, Little Rock, and Northwest Arkansas. For each of those airports, an increase, more than 10% increase so far for Fort Smith and Little Rock. What do you make from that? Anything?
Well, you know, we're always, if we're looking for good economic numbers to talk about, here we go. It appears that through travel, business travel, or just tourism, more people are flying. And it's an interesting number, Kyle, because this is during a time when fuel costs have been pretty high for the airlines, which means then that transfers into higher rates, airfares for the consumer. But in Arkansas, like you said, we're up at XNA. They're up 1.38%, almost about 1.4%, or excuse me, 1.3% for the first 4 months of the year. Northwest Arkansas didn't have their May figures out yet, but everyone's doing good, and this mirrors, excuse me, Kyle, the national trend. The Bureau of Economic Analysis reported Wednesday morning that real spending on travel and tourism was up 3.4% in the first quarter of 2012, and that was up after a revised almost 4.5% in the fourth quarter of 2011. So two good quarters, good 6 months of travel and tourism. And we're also seeing that in statewide tourism tax collections. Those have been up consistently for the past 6 months. So, again, if you're looking for a shining part of the economy, it's at least for Arkansas, it's in this travel and tourism industry.
Well, then let me give you the dark cloud for your silver lining, home sales.
Okay. Way to go. Way to be a joy kill.
Yes. Home sales, not so hot in May.
Well, no. Well, they're still doing well. In Northwest Arkansas, but it's still in Fort Smith. It's just not able to get traction here. And Kyle, I think a large part of it is, it's not a secret. You don't have to be an expert. It's just the jobless picture here in the Fort Smith metro area. People are they're either not moving up, they're not selling, or they can't find a place to move. And what we're hearing from realtors in the Fort Smith area is there are more people saying, "Look, I'm not going to buy a house. I'm just going to rent." For a while, they either rent homes or they get apartments. So that we're seeing more of a trend, and that's what we're hearing anecdotally from realtors in this part of the world. But in Washington, in Benton County, not only are the sales increasing, but the prices are doing very well in Benton and Washington County. Our economist Jeff Collins in the recent Compass report we issued, he said it's not completely over, but a lot of the debris, he called it, from that real estate market implosion there in Northwest Arkansas 2 or 3 years ago, he says a lot of that debris has been cleared out.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Michael is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, arts and entertainment, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. Thank you, as always.
All right. Stay dry.
Well, I don't think we'll have much choice after this afternoon.
All right. Thanks.